On this podcast, I've been featuring expert speakers on all the various topics they're going to be covering at the Get More Clients From Your Content Summit. Topics ranging from creating content that sells, growing an audience, and then leading that audience to buy from you. And if you want free tickets to the Get More Clients From Your Content Summit 2024, then grab them now at capture.com/summit. Yes, we are here to help you get more clients to your content. And today's episode is extra special. We have the amazing Katie Brinkley with us, and we're diving into her four-post social media strategy. This is a proven method to post less, but grow more. Katie's going to be sharing her insights into the one social media strategy that is guaranteed to save you time but gets you real results, how to increase engagement and build real connections on social media, and how to get the confidence you need to use social media to generate more clients. I'm so excited because this strategy just works. In fact, it works so much that we even built it inside of Capshow. So if you're ready to simplify your social media and drive real results, then stick around. You do not want to miss this. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the fastest way to create content designed to get you leads. And this is Win the Content Game. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is the Get More Clients From Your Content Summit. Oh, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. No, but I don't know how you can really pack exactly what people are going to get into like making it more concise.
No, I just want to tell people, this is what you're going to get. You are going to get more clients from your content. And there is actually no better session. I mean, all the sessions are really good, but Katie, OMG, this one, what we're going to be talking about is like so squarely in how we actually get more clients from our content that it excites me so much. I love talking to you about this. So are you ready to get into it?
I am so excited. I love talking this with you anytime I possibly can.
Yes. Okay. Let's nerd out on all things social media, because you have been in the social media space since like MySpace, which we don't want to age you, Kate.
I'm not going to say old without saying you're old.
But it's a long time, let's just say. And so you know a thing or two about what works on social media. And you've been able to distill it all down into this amazing strategy. You call it the four-post social media strategy. We have just adopted it from you. And it's actually the strategy that we have like literally built into Capshow, because as soon as you spoke about this, Katie, I was like, oh my gosh, we have to work together on this because it works. And by the way, like, we don't just build things for the fun of it, you know, we actually do it, we try it. And when I say it works, like this strategy works. So I could go on about how cool this strategy is, but let's just get straight into the strategy, should we? Well, anyone who hasn't yet learned from you about the four-post social media strategy, this is all about how to post less but actually grow more. I would love for you to take us through your framework.
Yeah, it comes from doing this for a really long time. And then, like you said, I was really frustrated, Dee, with what happened out of COVID. And I'm like, well, not just like the world health issues, but like the fact that all of a sudden, because for about a year, the only way that we could connect with people was through social media, was through a screen. And so we all were more than willing to hop on a Zoom. We were more than willing to do a podcast, to go live on Instagram, to do all these things through our screen, because that was really the only way that we could connect with the outside world. But then like the world opened up and everyone was like, oh, well, if I want to have all this success, I need to be on my device all the time. You need to create more content, be on video more, do this more. And honestly, it was extremely exhausting and made me really sad for like our kids' future. No, it really did. It really did. I was like, where are our kids going to be if this is our new life? And so I've looked at all of the different platforms, because I've seen platforms come and go. I mean, Clubhouse, I was really active on. Nothing quite like having, you know, 100,000 followers on a dead social media platform. But I mean, I've seen social media platforms come and go, and the ones that stick around the longest, there's a formula to them, and it's understanding the formula that make it work. The type of culture that's created there, the type of content that's created there, and the type of conversations that are created there. And for those who have ever seen me speak live, I have a really fun little video about a cabbage and lettuce and how they look alike, but they're not the same. And it's the same with social media. They look, there's a lot of things that look alike with them, but they're not the same. There's a different culture. There's a different way of creating content that's going to help you find success. And what if we just took a little bit of each of that culture and focused on that one platform so you could get in, get out, grow your show, grow your business, and then get on with your life? And that's where the 4-post strategy came in.
I mean, I couldn't think of anything better than what you just said. Like, just, you know, not having to spend so much time on social, trying to get this thing to work, but it actually had been really effective that, hey, we could just get in, do the thing, but at the same time, grow our business, grow our shows, or really grow whatever it is that we want to. And the cool thing is, like, and we're going to get into this around, like, what the differences are between some of the more major platforms, but the great thing about your strategy is that it actually lifts it up a level so that we don't get too overwhelmed. Because sometimes I know myself personally, like, I get so overwhelmed by, like, what do I have to do on this platform? And then what am I doing on this platform? And you know, it is...
Yeah.
It seriously is, like, I think this is what tanks a lot of businesses, if I'm going to be honest, around trying to get a message out there, right? But you've been able to lift it up a level into this framework that regardless of which platform you're on, it works. Now, there's nuances about how we want to implement it on that particular platform, which we'll get into, but it's such a, it takes away so much of the mental burden I think we put on ourselves around social media, and it just simplifies it so much. And that's what I love about your framework.
Well, thanks. Yeah. It is supposed to be simple. I mean, social media is, I mean, honestly, remember, guys, like, it was a way for us to, we were writing on each other's walls, okay? Like, and holy cow, like, we were making public our top 8 friends, you know, like, these are the people that and then if you moved out, like, ooh, somebody's not in the top 8 anymore. Like, you're the first, you know? But that social media wasn't designed to be super complicated in your entire life. Like, I have a social media agency, but I'm not an influencer. Like, I'm trying to grow a business and I use social media as that tool. So how can you show up, build community, build connections, get in and then get out and focus on growing your business? And this is where the 4-post strategy really, I think, has been, I want to say, a breath of fresh air for a lot of people, because it's your get out of jail free card. You don't need to post so much on social media. You don't need to be on all the platforms. And this is these are the ways that you are going to have success, is by posting like this on this platform.
So good. Okay, well, let's get into it. So we mentioned that it is the 4-post social media strategy. Why don't you tell us about the 4-posts?
Yeah, so it's designed to work on the platform, on, like I said before, 1 or 2 platforms. At the time of this summit, I'm not really on Instagram anymore. And you know what? I have the majority of my followers over on Instagram. But for me, I just can't create enough of the right type of content over on Instagram. So I had to pick and choose. I've gone all in on Facebook and LinkedIn. Those platforms are working for me. I feel comfortable creating the content over there, and they're working. So Instagram kind of has a backseat. Like, if you go to my page right now, I think I've done maybe like 5 posts this year. I know. But that's like, hey, there's your get out of jail free card.
So I love it. Because you're a real person too, Katie.
Yeah.
Right? So you are an entrepreneur, a mother, a wife, all the different facets of you. Like, you are a real person. And I think this is, people need to hear this, right? Like, we're a human, and that's okay. That's actually great.
Yeah,
it's okay as humans to, like, not have to be everywhere all at once at the same time. Like, let's take that deep breath and do what Katie's doing, and let's just focus on 2.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, like, if time allows, like, I mean, this last summer, I spent a lot of time focusing on doing a lot of, like, the ops stuff within my business and scaling that and getting everything working. So now that I have the right people in place, I might have time to go ahead and add in more, you know, social media platforms, but I just didn't have the time. And so But all this is to say, you don't need to be on all the platforms. And when I say this, I want you to think about, one, what platform do you enjoy being on the most? Like, actually, when you are sitting in the carpool lane or you're standing in line at Starbucks and you're like, oh God, I do not want to turn and talk to a stranger next to me, I'm going to go ahead and open up my phone. What app are you opening? Is it Facebook? Is it LinkedIn? Is it Instagram? And we typically, all of us typically have one that we always go to. It's our go-to. I want you to think about that. And then I also want you to think about the type of content that you see on that. And because I say both of those, because you have to engage on these platforms. Like if you're finding that, and this is kind of a, if you're not engaging at all, you're not going to see the results. You're not. And for me, again, I don't really have the capacity right now at the time of this summit to be all in on Instagram, but I'm still over there, guys. I still, if you go to my account, you'll see that I'm gaining followers every day. And it's because I'm still on the platform 10 minutes a day engaging with my ideal clients and customers' content. And so they come over, they see my content, and I say, oh, follow her. So this, again, you have to know, one, which platform you want to actually be on and engage with. And if you write this down and say, okay, for me, it is Facebook, you know, and then, all right, Facebook is definitely one of your platforms. If you want to add another one, you can, but start with one. And start with one that you actually like to be on. And if you say, I don't like any of them, well, tough cookies. You got to pick one. Pick one of them. And then we actually get into posting. But I talk about that first because that's honestly, it's more important than creating the content. If you're engaging on these platforms, you're showing up, you're giving the algorithm what it wants, your data, your time on the platform. And the last thing we need, if your content sucks, is like more crappy content on our feed. So.
And we're going to actually get, so anyone who has the All Access Pass ticket, the second session that Katie and I are going to do is going to be around that engagement piece. But also importantly, you know, she mentioned if your content sucks, you know, like, but what to do if your content sucks?
Or is your content not any good? This is why. I think that, definitely come to that session. And I'm trying to, sorry if I'm being harsh, but it really does come down to, how are you showing up and who are you connecting with on these platforms? But that's putting a little bit of the cart before the horse. Should we talk four posts?
Yeah, let's do it. But okay. I love your like your approach, Katie. You're like that firm mum, the one that's like, it's like tough love, but it's like, you know, you need to hear it. So I love it.
So for those of you that are not familiar with the four post strategy, I write all about it in my book, The Social Shift. And it's the awareness to action framework. And what you're going to do is you're going to bring people in. Well, yeah, there it is. Yeah. You're going to bring people in with your awareness post. Now, just for simplicity's sake, let's say that your one social platform you decided to go all in on, just as you'll get started, is Facebook. And you might be saying, well, I want people to listen to my show. I want more listeners. I want more clients from my show. Like that's my goal for having a podcast. Well, if you just show up and say all the time, like, new episode alert or anything like that, like, nobody cares. Sorry. Again, firm mom stuff here. No one cares. Now, how can you make people, the right people, aware of the problem that you have a solution to? And what I found is by doing this awareness post, those have the most reach on each platform. So on Facebook, it's that, like one sentence or two sentences with a different colored background. On LinkedIn, polls, on Instagram, reels. The thing that the specific platform is prioritizing in the algorithm.
Does that make sense? 100%, yeah. So, and actually even just you giving those examples is so people are going to be listening to this and watching this. Like Katie's literally stepping out for you exactly what to post, okay? Your awareness post, like, just do these things. Create that sentence or create that poll or create that reel. That's what you do.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the awareness post is to make not only just, like, people problem aware, like hey, this is the theme of the week, you know, is this, and making, like, a bold statement or, you know, the biggest thing prohibiting you from growing your podcast is your video setup. Agree or disagree, you know, and like, well, wait a second. No, if it's a podcast, you know, like, so then people have the opinions, people have the thoughts. So one, it's going to get more legs in the algorithm and more reach because it's what that platform is prioritizing. But then two, people want to participate in it because they're like, wait a second, I have thoughts on this. And that again just gives it that extra oomph in the platform. So that's the very first post, is this awareness post. And think of that as your wide net to just try and catch as many people as possible.
And Katie, I know that we, when we talked about this before, you know, an example that you gave, especially I guess on Facebook more so, is to, you know, an awareness post being like an unpopular opinion, for example. So is that still the case? Is that still what's working? Or, you know, how do you think about how to shape the awareness post?
Yeah. So, I mean, adding it in with like a agree or disagree or thoughts question mark, a lot of times just doing like a bold statement or sharing a surprising statistic. You know, like 42% of marketers say that blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, well, wait, what? Yeah, so something that somebody can quickly see and it causes them to engage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the very first post. That's the awareness post. And then the second post is going to be an elaboration. So now that you've brought all of these people in, how are you going to elaborate on the problem that you made them aware of yesterday? So, you know, I said like something with video pod, like, you know, your video equipment sucks. That's why your podcast isn't getting any downloads. Like that, maybe that was my bold statement. But then on the elaboration post, maybe I take a picture of me with my very first, you know, microphone podcast setup that I had and said, honestly, like, this is where I started. The biggest thing is actually just getting started. And, I tell like a story about how I found this gear and how I'm using this equipment now and blah, 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 blah. And I can elaborate on the problem that I made people aware of previously. So it allows you to step into the spotlight as the kind of the thought leader, the person that has the answer to this problem.
And I love that because I think a lot of times, even when you make the bold statement, the bold statement is almost like to get people to want to engage because it's kind of polarizing in a way, right? Because the way that you, even in the example you positioned it was like, you know, your background sucks or whatever, your video setup sucks, which is why your podcast isn't working. But in the elaboration post, you actually kind of took the flip side to be like, you know what, like, that's not actually my opinion in a way, because I just like, it is the most important thing is just getting started. So I just want people to hear that, because sometimes I think we get really caught up in like, oh no, people are going to think that I actually think that video setup is the most important thing. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. You know, and it's funny. I wish I had it up. I did a post a few months ago and it was crazy as to how many people engaged with the post, because they were like, and some of the people even called me out and said like, I don't think you even believed this, Katie, but good for that. This is what it was. It got 100 comments and it said, long form content like podcasts and YouTube are becoming irrelevant in the age of short form content. Agree or disagree? Oh man, I got a lot of angry emojis in here and, you know, all of that. Everybody had something to say on it. But I mean, like, obviously, I don't agree. I have a podcast. I don't do short form video. Yeah. You know, so I mean, like, I disagree with that. But sometimes it can just be saying that bold statement, whether or not you agree with it, that, again, people got their opinions and they want to chime in on.
Yeah. And I think the great thing is that with the elaboration post, you can actually say like, hey, this is actually my thoughts and hack. I don't know if you do this, Katie, but it just came to mind. I was like, you can actually tag the people who engaged on your awareness post, right? And be like, hey, this is what I actually, or whatever, you know, you want to say, so that they can actually see what your thoughts are. But you kind of have to have a little bit of a thick skin, right? Just,
yeah. I know, sometimes people get, I said something once on Threads and, you know, some guy came back in and he said, it's been 6 hours. People in the comments have questions. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and some people have lives and sleep. I was like, who do you think you are? I don't report to you, stranger on the internet. So, I mean, yeah, there are going to be some people that like are just there to be mean.
Wow, that is so funny. Okay, all right, cool. So we've got the awareness post. We've got the elaboration post. The third post.
The community post. And this is like OG social media where you get to put yourself into your social media. And, you know,
Yes, we made people aware of a problem. We said, hey, look, I'm the thought leader that has the answer. Two, and then third one is like, but you know what? The only reason I have the answer is because I've been there. I've done this. Or I helped a client overcome this. Or this is what someone that was on my podcast, this was a story that they shared and how they overcame it. Yeah, so this is your opportunity to really do some storytelling and build out that know, like, and trust factor using a selfie. You know, the selfies are working great right now on all the platforms, like this, like the candid shots, like the branding photography and the graphics aren't working like they used to. Just like a regular off the cuff picture is working great. So using that with your community posts where you tell your side of the story, how you overcame something.
So I was about to like make a joke about, you know, back in the OGs, this is your MySpace experience. this is so good. Okay.
The last one, yeah. Like, yeah, if you notice, we haven't told anyone that there's like a podcast episode that has all of this in it, in depth. And this is where you can actually ask people to leave social media to go one step further with you. It's the action post. And if you think about it, you know, again, not trying to burst anyone's bubble, but I mean, I've never gone to Facebook to listen to a podcast. I haven't. I've gone to Spotify. That's, you know, so I mean, if I want to listen to a show, I'm going to open up my podcast player of choice. How can you make people problem aware, elaborate on that problem, say, hey, I'm the person that you can trust because I've been there, stranger, on the internet. Don't you want to listen to an entire podcast where I talk about this and in detail? And people are going to say, yeah, that's me. I'm ready to listen. They'll be willing to raise their hand and say, like, this is, I want to know more. Thank you, Katie, for having a whole podcast episode about this topic. And it's a very different approach. It's not the virality approach. This is not the approach to going viral. This is the approach to getting more downloads and more clients of the right people. Because you don't want someone to come over and listen to your podcast and say, like, well, this is terrible. This doesn't apply to me, and then leave you bad reviews or say anything mean. So you're getting the right people raising their hand and linking to your content.
So good. Gosh, so simple. Like every time I'm like, this just works. I love it. I did want to sort of talk about the podcasting. And when we say podcasting, it could even be like a YouTube show, because I guess YouTube as well is getting more into the podcast space. You know, it could be an audio only, but
yeah.
I know that a lot of your strategy does hinge on what I call anchor content, which is that long form piece of content. So can you talk about why that is so effective in terms of how it then rolls into this full post social media strategy?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if you have, let's just say it's a 30-minute podcast, a weekly podcast, there's going to be a lot of things that you talk about in that podcast show that is going to appeal to different demographics. You know, so I mean, like, even if you're producing just one episode a week, or you know, let's say one a month, let's go there, one episode a month, that's all you're producing. If you have a 30-minute show using tools like Capshow, it's great because then you can go in and it'll pull out different talking points that is kind of like, oh, I didn't realize that I did talk about the importance of email marketing. I did, but it was kind of brief, but that's enough to talk about and it's going to stand out to somebody else. So for example, I had JP Hi-Tech on my show and we talked about YouTube for your show and why YouTube matters, how to customize YouTube thumbnails, all these different YouTube tips. But at the very beginning, he shared a story about how he lost his first channel and over 100,000 subscribers. We talked about that for maybe four and a half to 5 minutes. But then Meta had their outage and nobody could access Facebook or Instagram. So I took that opportunity to do an entire week's worth of content about the importance of building a content platform that you own. Because what happens if you lose all of your contents? In fact, take it from my friend JP, who lost 100,000 followers, and this is what he learned. Now I've got a whole week's worth of content just about that 4-minute story. So, I mean, you never know what is going to be bite-sized content that someone's going to want to share. But yes, having long-form content, sorry, that was a really long way of answering it. Having long-form content is really just going to open up a world of opportunities for additional content creation down the road. And even if you need to take a break from your podcast for a little bit,
you can still go back to past episodes and still repurpose snippets and share it with your audience. So you're never going to really fade out from the social media public eye.
And I never asked you, Katie, actually, what came first? I think I know the answer, but what came first? Was it the social media, you know, being an absolute expert and guru in that? Or was it actually in the podcasting? Which one came first for you?
Well, so kind of hand in hand, because I used MySpace to help me get more bands to send us their music at the radio station I worked at. So, I mean, I always really saw social media as that tool for, you know, if you went in with intention. So I was always using social media as a tool, but like, I always thought like I was going to be not a podcaster, because podcasting really didn't exist then. I always thought I was going to be in radio. So, yeah.
So it was the marriage of the two of your passions.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do know now that you have become pretty much a go-to person for a lot of people in the podcasting space as well. And in fact, you do have a freebie for people who are watching / listening to this, which is the CEO's Checklist to Podcasting Success. Can you tell us a little bit more about the checklist?
Yeah. So I think that a lot of people are on the fence about having their own show. Like, what is the goal from it? It's going to be a checklist so that you know what the intention is of your show. You can get everything right from the get-go. And even if you have a show currently and you're like, oh, I haven't really figured out a way to monetize it, this is a checklist that you can just go down and be like, oh, I didn't even know about this. Now I can check it off. And I didn't know about this. Okay, I'm going to look into that. Now I can check it off. So it's a way to launch your show for success. And then if you already have a show, it's going to give you different insights and tips into really how to take it to that next level.
So good. Okay. I don't know about everyone else, but I'm getting in on it. So definitely get in on the CEO's Checklist to Podcasting Success. Thank you so much, Katie. I am so, so pumped for our All Access Pass session, because we're going to be going into the whole engagement piece, like how to actually do that engagement. So how to do the engagement in the right way so that you're actually getting in front of your ideal clients, ideal partners. But also for anyone who maybe knows Katie, because you've been in our community for a little bit and you've seen her around and you've been doing the full post social media strategy, because why wouldn't you? Capture literally helps you draft it literally each of the full posts. But maybe you're like, oh, I haven't really quite been getting the engagement, or, you know, there are some things that I know that I need to tweak, but I don't know what they are. Well, Katie's going to go into that with us in the All Access Pass session. So get your tickets right now if you do not have your ticket. Thank you so much, Katie, it's such a pleasure always talking to you about this stuff.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes. And for everyone else, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Wow, what an incredible session. Katie Brinkley just walked us through her game-changing four-post social media strategy. Talk about a powerful approach to simplify your social media and grow your business. Don't forget to check out the links in the show notes to connect and learn more from Katie. And if you want even more of this goodness on learning about creating content that sells, growing an audience, and leading that audience to buy, then you'll want to join us at the Get More Clients From Your Content Summit. You can register for free at capshow.com/summit. My name is Deidre Shen. As always, stay intelligently lazy.